2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Price out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis.
On KSL News Radio.
Things are so bad. They're so bad that it was huge swath of 18 to 25-year-olds, the kids that are our kids' age, Dave, are contemplating leaving the state to find affordable housing, a place that they can afford to buy. We're pushing them out.
How do you feel about that?
I'm sad.
I thought it was inevitable. It's been inevitable for a while. And I think too often we hand-wring over this and we worry about this. This is life. This is kids got to move out. And if you can't afford my house, then you got to move across the country. Enjoy Kansas, friend.
Oh, they're moving out all right.
I'm moving out.
Yeah, they're moving not to Colorado. They can't afford a Colorado. They can't afford Idaho. They've seen crazy increases in their housing prices as well. They can't be moving to Arizona. Same thing going on there. You're right, Dave. They're going to one of the flyover states.
Yeah, there's some real...
going to Kansas, Dorothy.
Enjoy it. Let's see how wide open spaces in Texas feel.
Won't you be sad when your kids start having kids and you either have to make a trek across the cornfields of Nebraska to get to your firstborn grandchild, or they got to stick them on a plane and you got to fly them home?
I think we were a little bit spoiled, and we've been spoiled for a while, because for a long time it was, I can't afford Salt Lake, but I can afford a suburb. I can go a little bit outside of the big cities. Well, now all of a sudden, if you go outside of Salt Lake, it's not that much more affordable to go to the Laytons or the Ogden or Logan's. You know, I mean, maybe you go down to Nephi. That's how far you have to go to. And you're really stretching things out.
Let's take a moment here and remind our listeners what the median price of a home is these days before we get to the analyst from bankrate.com who's waiting on the line with us to break down what this report says. It's well over $500,000 to get a home, and usually that comes with the avocado green toilet and the pink tile in the bathroom that grandma never changed out. It needs updating, is my point. So it's well over 500,000 in the area you just spoke of, Ogden, where we were on live last week at Weber State University talking about the home prices in Ogden. The median price is $404,000.
Yeah, which is significantly less than Salt Lake. I understand that. But in the last 5 years, it's doubled in Ogden. And Ogden used to be my backup plan, like the affordable part of Utah.
Jeff Ostrowski, I hope I said that right, Jeff.
Yep, you said that right, and you got the 500,000 plus number right as well.
Well,
In the Salt Lake City metro area, home prices have essentially doubled over the past 5 or 6 years.
It's scary for our kids, and Dave has 18, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. My oldest is going to be 26. And my youngest is 22, so they're right in that age range that they're considering leaving the state. And by the way, for our listeners, Jeff is an analyst with Bankrate.com, which released this survey. And there's a huge amount of our kids that are looking to get out from under this crazy home situation here along the Wasatch Front, Jeff.
Right. And Utah has been one of the hottest housing markets in the country. Every quarter I crunch some numbers on things like appreciation and job market. And Utah has had the hottest housing market in the country for a couple years now. And that's That's largely because you've got a lot of people moving into Utah from California. They've decided they can't afford that market anymore. And so the 500,000 plus median prices in Salt Lake look affordable by comparison.
Yeah.
It's been a really difficult market for first-time buyers because they have to come up with a down payment. They have to figure out how to qualify for a mortgage. And with prices increasing so much, it's gotten tough.
Are there affordable areas? Like, what does this look like? Because obviously, you know, if you look at the Californias, Colorados of the world, and now we're catching up to everybody here in Utah, where are those affordable places?
Well, it's you mentioned flyover country. It's mainly the metro areas in the Midwest and the Rust Belt are the most affordable. So places like St. Louis, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, those all have very affordable housing markets. And so even though their prices have gone up, they've gone up from a lower starting point. And so the prices there are still affordable compared to many other areas in the country. I will say that Salt Lake City does not seem to be in crisis mode yet. It's not to the extent as the same extent as L.A., where, for instance, less than 10% of all homes sold are affordable to a median income family. In Salt Lake City has benefited from a strong job market, so incomes are up, wages are up, so it's still possible for somebody who's working in Salt Lake City to afford a home there. It's not as easy as it was a few years ago, but it's certainly not as intense. The affordability challenge is not as intense as it is in places like Northern California and New York.
Yeah, I look at what's happening in Northern California and, again, New York, Boston, these big cities. They've had these issues for a very, very long time. Do you feel like Utah is just going through a bad patch, like very expensive, and that it will eventually come down? Because I don't know if California is ever coming down, or are these prices here to stay?
Well, if you look at the supply and demand equation, it looks like these prices are here to stay. In California, we keep thinking, housing economists keep looking at the affordability calculation and saying it just can't keep going up based on incomes, but because they're just are more people trying to buy homes than there are homes for sale, the prices have been going up, and that's pretty much the case around the country. I mean, there's very little inventory of homes for sale. There's not a whole lot of new building, at least not enough to keep up with all the demand, and so it seems like unlike the crash of 15 years ago, I think this boom is probably going to settle into more of a plateau in prices than a crash in prices.
Well, Jeff, thank you. Not exactly what I wanted to hear, but an honest assessment is probably what I need to hear. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff Ostrowski, analyst with Bankrate.com.
So Dave is team
moving out,
right?
Suck it up. You got to leave, kids.
What state are you to send your kids off to?
Cleveland did not sound awesome. When he said Cleveland, I thought, oh, not Cleveland. Anywhere but Cleveland.
So Dave is team moving out with the help of Billy Joel. Billy Joel's on team Dave. And I'm team no. We'll find you a nice little fixer-upper in the town of Price, Utah. You can't leave the state. Which team are you on? 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Are you on Team Dave? Kick him out. Or Team Deb? Keep him close.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Start your mornings productively with important updates on breaking news,
traffic, and reliable weather.
You'll get it all on KSL from 5 to 9 with Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
What? When Dan was reporting, the median home price in Salt Lake County now sits at $630,000.
Dan, bite your tongue.
Goodness, when did that happen? When did that happen? Salt Lake City used to be so affordable. Okay, Team Dave is, hey kids, you're moving out. After we heard about a new Bankrate.com analysis talking about how kids 18 to 25 years old, and they're adults, but they're still our kids. They're our kids' age. Are looking to other states. so they can find a home that they can afford to buy. I'm team no, you can't leave Utah. We'll find you a cute little fixer-upper in Price, Utah on the east side of the state, kids. Stay home. Stay close to home.
I think there's a reality check. And what this data kind of tells me is the kids are understanding, okay, there's just no chance. There's no chance I'm going to live where I grew up. I'm going to have to move out to somewhere more affordable, 75%. So 3/4 of Generation Z say, you know what? Yep. It's got to happen because I look around and it's not going to happen here.
801-575-TALK is the number to call. Are you on Team Dave? Kick your kids to another state. They're moving out. Oh, where's that Billy Joel song? There it is.
I'm moving out.
Our team, Deb. Oh, no. There's got to be a solution somewhere in Utah where my kids can live and not move all the way across the country. Dave's going to send his kids to Cleveland. We just heard from the bank rate analyst that Cleveland is one of the best buys, although housing prices have gone up there too. Do you know what the median home price is in Cleveland, Ohio, David?
What are they here?
$630,000.
Okay. So half of that would be amazing, right? So
you're thinking 315?
Yeah, a little over 300.
Ready? Where's the drum roll? Where's your drum roll, Dave? $106,000.
Stop it.
It's according to Zillow.
There's no way that's true.
$106,000.
$106,000 to live in Cleveland?
But look at the spike. You can't see this in your car as you're driving, but trust me, the spike has gone from, like, you know, what was it? $43,000 in 2012. Weren't we there buying?
Can we do the Dave and Dujanovic show in Cleveland? Like, that would be amazing. We'll pack up everybody.
We really missed the boat back in 2014 when they sort of leveled out at $47,000 for the median home price in Cleveland, Ohio.
What? How awful is Cleveland? Like, I think I've passed through Cleveland once. Cleveland must be the worst place in the world. If the average house price right now is $106,000.
You're going to know soon enough, Grandpa Dave, because that's where your kids are moving. They're moving to Cleveland.
There
Dave's
any jobs
all about,
out there?
Dave's all about kicking the kids out. I'm on Team Deb is Team No. You can't leave home. Lauren from Harriman, whose team are you on, Dave's or mine?
Oh, I'm clearly Team Deb.
Really?
Clearly.
Why?
Oh, yeah, because I have kids. I have 5 kids, and they fill the whole spectrum. My youngest is a college-age student up at Utah State, and my oldest as a homeowner with family. So, and I have a daughter and her husband who were in the Army. When they got out of the Army, they came to live in Utah, and just to find a rental was so expensive and really not the most desirable place. So they moved back to where we lived for a while in Memphis, Tennessee, because housing is far more affordable and he found a good job. And, you know, we lived in Memphis for a good 13 years and moved here because that's where the grandkids are. You want your kids and your family around. You think you want them in Cleveland until the grandbabies are born, and then you want to be in Cleveland, right?
Even, love it, Lauren.
And I've been to Cleveland.
And
And the problem is, yeah, the price area could be a great place to live, but there's a reason that the housing prices are not higher there. Is we need to be able to bring business and industry to Price so that our family members can go to those areas and they can afford Price. Here in Harriman, we have a significant problem. In Riverton, they just opened a brand new shopping development along 134 South. They're struggling to staff those different stores because the people that work there can't afford to live nearby. And then the cost of commuting to this location, you know,
it's a domino.
It's a domino
effect. Lauren, thank you so much. Lauren from Harriman, thanks for your call. Got a lot of calls. They're trying to figure out whose team you're on. Team Dave, which is you got to move out of state, kids. You're going to Cleveland. And I'm on like, no, let's keep them close to home if we can.
It's almost team selfish, you know, like if you want your kids to stay close,
yeah.
Are you
team
just
selfish.
Accepting the fact
Fine. Fine.
Accepting the fact.
This will be the first time as a mother that I've ever been selfish.
And sometimes you earn it, right? Yeah. You earn that ability to be selfish. But I don't want to curse my children with being house poor their entire lives.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that feeling of you buy a $630,000 home, you're never going to pay it off. That's a sinking feeling.
Trudy and Bountiful, what do you think? Do you say goodbye to your kids, accept the fact they can't afford Utah, or do you keep them here at all costs?
All right. Well, my example is I have a son that just graduated from Utah State. He got a job with GM back in Detroit. He just put an offer on a house for $200,000 in the Detroit area. My son that lives here in Salt Lake just put an offer on a townhome for over $420,000.
A townhome?
So my son here in Utah is having to pay double what my son in Detroit will be paying for a home.
Wow, Trudy, that's a stellar example. The tale of two sons.
Yeah.
And their house hunting experiences, far different. One in Detroit after graduating from Utah State University. The other one here is buying a townhome for double the price.
Yeah, I don't know how you justify that. I just don't know how you justify it. As much as I want my kids to live close, I think the stress and the panic that they would have, unless they have a very, very good job. I understand that. But I think being house poor, the stress of being broke because you have this huge house payment.
You're starting to win me over. You're starting to win me over. You just stopped talking over there, Noriega. Let's get to Marnie from Orem. Are you on Team Deb? You want to keep them close to home? Or are you willing to ship them out of state and let them go somewhere where they can afford a home, Marnie?
Well, I'm on team both, I guess, because I really am on team Deb, but I have a son I'm putting on a plane with his wife and baby on Saturday because they're going to stay with in-laws in California while they build a house in Texas for $239,000.
Wow. What part of Texas, Marnie?
Just north of Houston, about an hour north of Houston. They can both work remote. And, you know, it's crazy. And I have five kids, too, and they're all here. And he's leaving, and it's breaking my heart.
So, Marnie, if you're like, let's put you in the governor's office. You're the governor, and you're listening to your phone call right now. That's got to hurt to know that people who grew up in Utah or got their college degree in Utah are forced to leave the state because they can't justify buying a home in Utah.
Exactly.
Wow.
They can't. That would break my heart as the governor. I would be really, that would be a high priority for me, trying to get, more affordable housing.
Well, Marnie,
thank you
the phone call. That's great. A great example and a heartbreaking, right? And I think this is what a lot of parents are going through. This is my concern. When you brought up the governor, Debbie, this is what I started thinking. Say we did. We eased all sorts of regulations. We allowed for massive building, cut through a lot of the red tape to try to fix this supply and demand issue. At the same time, you don't want to crash the market because so many people have purchased homes. They have an expectation that homes are going to retain their value. And if you just allow all of this affordable housing, that's a real concern. You don't want to crash the market either.
Okay, so in a rare move, this will probably never happen again. It's a one-off on the Dave and Dujanovic show. I'm taking all the team members of Team Deb, and we're signing up for Team Dave.
Welcome.
$630,000 compared to $239,000 in Texas, $106,000 in Cleveland. The situation that Trudy's going through with the tale of two sons, where one's, bought a home in Detroit for $200,000, but her son here is to buy a townhome for double that. All right, kids, packing your bags. We're going to Cleveland.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.